Another one is the personal management. Okay, personal management. In this personal management, the successful farm business, managing the labor, and it is very tough task. Managing labor is a very tough task. So it has become increasingly very, very important in agribusiness. In some farm operations, managing full-time or part-time employees is a very important as managing the production, using marketing skill, or managing the finances. While the labor resources can be acquired in several different ways, the farm business managers need new skills to effectively use these human resources. Personal management has to do with determining the job needs to get the work done, or developing the job description, hiring the needed employee, designing the and conducting the employee training, and developing the compensation and the employee's policy which will encourage the employees to do the rest of his best. Okay. Finally, the indicators who can be a strong person, who can be into the strong personal management skill. There are certain points that you should have so as to comfortably put you into that perfect person. Okay. So you must know how to listen effectively. Otherwise, people doesn't have habit of listening what others is saying. He only go on talking. He should have a habit of listening, and that too effectively. Okay. Then you should have you must give a clear direction to your subordinates or the other bosses or other workforce. Then delegating the appropriate authority and responsibility. You should not handle everything by you. You should have delegate the work and authority to others also, according to the responsibility assigned to them. Then motivating the employees for the high performance, something you have to give it to them. Then providing a work environment that result the low employment turnover. Okay, so better work environment should be there. If the work environment is not better, then there will be higher employment turnover. Okay. Then preparing a job description and a performance evaluation. These are some of the key features that you must have there for, to become a personal, good personal manager or strong personal manager. Managing the workforce to obtain the high level of labor productivity. Then matching the employee skill to the job requirement, providing the employee training and the advancement of the opportunities, providing the safe working condition, and providing the competitive compensation benefits to your employees or to workers is the best administration of the personal management skill. You should acquire it. Okay. These are the checklist. This is a checklist in the similar manner it is prepared for like other skill sets also. This is one, and it will be, there are approximately 16 points which I have narrated here so as to check yourself whether how you put as a best person in the personal management in your organization. Now, another management skill which is required is a strategic positioning. What is this strategic positioning? Positioning the company or positioning yourself so as to determine the strategy of the company. Strategy. The strategy of the company is farmers must make the decision about which the production technologies to use, what inputs they use, how they should be acquired, when and where the product should be priced, and how the business should be financed. this has to be decided much at initial stage. They are also required to find the answers to the several other questions, which includes what should be the focus of the business? What product should I produce? Should I become involved in the direct marketing product? Whether the strategic positioning skill involved in the ability and find out the undiscovered business opportunities and then develop the business for providing the needed product? Are you competent? These skill of the strategic skills, thinking and implementing is the strategy. What is the company's strategy, business strategy? That is strategic positioning. So these skills have to require a manager to have an ability to identify the core strength of the business. So identifying their act, the business, and the developing the contingency plan are also an important aspect of the strategic positioning. Indicators which are provided here, which will consist of, you should be, for the strategic positioning skill set, the person who is doing the strategy or who is defining the strategy for the company, he should have some of the skills, which includes, number one, he should be open to the new ideas. Number two, he should be able to develop a clear vision of what the business will become. Number three, he should have a continually looking for the ways to improve the overall performance of the business. Then he should have focusing on opportunities. He should be focusing on the opportunities, then identifying the strength and the weakness of the farm business. Then he should be maintaining a long-term perspective, identifying the ways to make the advantage of the emergent market, analyzing the strategic competitor, and finally he should have skill of developing a method for obtaining the business advice from the professional which are outside the business also. The checklist for determining the skill set or you are aware about in the strategic positioning consists of approximately 16 points, approximately 16 points which you need to understand very carefully, and you have to answer it in a very effective manner. Okay? Then relationship management. Another skill set which is required by the farm business manager is the relationship management. The needed, what is needed here in the relationship management is need to manage the relationship increases the importance of the interpersonal skill. An increase in number of non-farm registers and increasing the number of rented assets which are into the business will be increasing. Okay, with the use of the contracts, all mean an increased number of interpersonal relationship. Okay, interpersonal relationship that needs to be attended. He may be supplier, he may be buyer of your product. Okay, so this interpersonal skill, this will help to build a trust and the cooperation. Now, how to become a good relationship manager? What qualities you should have? What qualities you should have? You should have a developing personal relationship ability. You should have the ability to quickly resolving the conflict that may arise during day-to-day operations. Then you should develop win and win solution of the problem. Quickly and accurately, you should be assessing the individual strength as well as the weakness. That is SWOT analysis, SWOT, SWOT analysis. Then you should be in position to motivate the people and build the rapport. Clearly communicating ideas to the other people, that ability you should have. And finally, practicing the active listening. Listening is the best habit. Okay? Then, checklist which is provided here will also consist a similar number of questionnaire, and you should answer yourself where you are putting yourself, and accordingly unsatisfactory, weak, average, good, exceptional, like that answers you can provide. Likewise, we are moving towards understanding another quality, another skill set for to become a leadership. You should have the leadership quality. If you should have the leadership, it's okay. But do you have the appropriate skill sets? What is expected in the leadership quality? Leadership skills expects to have to do with influencing, motivating, and directing the other people. That is the first quality of the leader. From a managerial perspective, leadership channels individuals' behavior in the direction that will accomplish the organization objective. These individuals may be the managers in the business, employee of the business, or they may be consultants also. But over and above, totally, they are the leaders. And these qualities they may be having, they must have. Now, the points which are required to understand the individuals with a strong leadership skill, they should have vision, as I said, of what the business will become and are able to communicate this vision to the others. In what way they motivate them to work towards the accomplishment, and the leadership attitude which is important to CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the corporation, include being the inspirational and the list for the vision, and the managing is should be a managing strategy, implementation, and building a relationship with the subordinate. These quality leader should have. The good leader should have certain good qualities. What are those qualities? Hidden qualities in it that has to be exposed. What the quality or indicator? Some of the indicators of strong leadership skills which I have enumerated here is, it provides a clear sense of direction to the business. Leader should be continuing to learn about the management. He should service as an officer of the voluntary organization. He must be helping motivate others to improve their skills. Continually, he should be helping and motivating the people, other people. He should be looking for new ideas that will improve the business and the people associated with the business. So, the striving to build a strong relationship with the employees and the business associates, and he should he should be monitoring the progress of the strategy implementation. To become a leader, if you think of you are a leader, can you answer these questions, skill questions which are put here? And if you are affirmative and you rate yourself into this 5 category, determine and check yourself whether are you possessing or having the good quality or good checks or good skills inbuilt in you as to become a good leader. Now, next one is a risk management. Risk management is nothing but managing anything happens worst or bad in the organization and prevent that the bad thing should not happen. So, the risk management is, under the risk management, farming is also a very, very risky business. But the types of risk may be different than the other business. The ups and downs of the commodity market serves as the constant reminder of this often heard. And variations are only one type of risk, and that is farm manager faces. The farm business manager also faces the production risk, financial risk, legal risk, human resource risk, strategic risk, all the risk what we have discussed he is carrying. And he has to manage that risk. So because some risks are faced by the farm business managers are so common, several alternate methods for reducing that risk are also impacting these risks, and that have to be developed by the risk manager. Okay, so to reduce the effect of the price uncertainty, as well as the producer can use forward price contract, future contracts, or option to transfer the risk of the price fluctuation in others. Human and the legal risk are also frequently managed through the use of insurance, such as life insurance, health insurance, and the liability insurance. Some of the indicators which are very, you should have these indicators, you must have as the better risk management manager. Risk management manager. And you should have some of the skill set which are enumerated here. One is, you should have the capability of establishing the appropriate level of liability, life, and health insurance. Okay, that is one risk. Then, developing a contingency plan for the risk that it should not happen. The unwanted event should not happen. Then, collecting the information about the important trend in the world economy. Understanding the size of the financial, human, and the legal risk that the business faces. Developing the backup management that could replace the principal manager in that case of emergency. Some of the, depending upon the skill set, the questionnaire which is formulated here is required to be answered by you, so as to determine yourself and put yourself as a good risk manager in agribusiness. In conclusion, the purpose of the checklist is not to assess your chance of success. That is, I will be the successful because I ranked high on this course, particularly on the checklist. But this checklist is merely to identify the specific skills, your ability, and the attitude that are critical for your future success as a farm business manager. That is the purpose. So consequently, the checklist do not provide a method for calculating an overall score. Instead, the checklist provides you the structure that helps you to honestly evaluate your skills, abilities, and attitudes in the areas of the business management, and it is critical to the success of the firms. After completing each and every checklist what we have just like shown here, you can make a general assessment regarding your level of strength in each area. For those areas in which your skills are weak, consider how you can compensate for your weakness. One alternative to allocate the additional time to improving your skill is this area. Another alternative that could be to let another member of the management team take a lead in this area. Still, Another alternative would be to acquire the additional expertise from the outside of the business by using consultant or other experts. For those areas in which you find that you are very strong, then consider what changes you can make in the business to build on your own strength. It is also helpful to consider which will bring you more benefit, using your time to fix a weakness or using it to build on the strength. In many cases, it is more effective to devote the managerial time to build on the strong skill while recognizing the weak areas. The resources which are listed in this chapter should be helpful to you regardless to the results from your self-assessment. If you are seeking to improve a certain skill areas, they can provide a useful starting point. And if you are already strong, they can help you to become even stronger. And we encourage you to pursue these leads as far as your interest will take you there. Thank you very much.